The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. As we live our lives, we pray that we may gain wisdom in living. And part of wisdom is that we live life in a different context. We think differently. As a middle-aged man, I think differently now than I did when I was younger, or when I was a teenager, or a child. And one of the gifts of wisdom is to live Saint Benedict's model, what Saint Benedict taught his monks, to keep death daily before your eyes. Saint Benedict believed that if his monks kept death daily before their eyes, they would live better lives. And so as we begin to think and pray about our death, one of the things we may wonder is, will anyone remember me? When I'm a poor soul being made perfect, will anyone pray for me? Will anyone love me in that regard when I'm gone? The answer often is, well, sure, my family will remember me. So let's think and pray for our deceased family right now. Go back a bit. Think of the names, reflect on the lives of your great-great-grandparents. All 16 of them. In time, even families forget. Many people cannot even name their 8 great grandparents. So when families may forget, the church never will. The church cannot forget those baptized and those who have died. And so the church gives us this beautiful, really, month of November, where we remember our dead. We as the living, we as the church militant, you could say, have a job to do, to pray for them, to remember them, and to thank God for the gift of their lives. We can visit graves in a particular way of grace during this month of November. And we always have, on All Souls' Day or thereabouts, our Remembrance Mass right here. This is our 4th Mass this weekend, where the families have come to remember. And in all of the Masses before this Mass, we have remembered our dead buried in this parish. We do so because there is no death that is unnoticed. We do so because when someone whom we love dies, a part of us dies too. That's true. But the mercy of God is powerful. The power of God is powerful, and the gift of hope is truly powerful in our lives when we have lost a loved one. This year, we are honoring 18 faithful people from our parish. 9 are men, 6 are women, and 3 children. And should anyone think that maybe we can escape death or delay death, this year we lost our oldest member. She was 100. We lost 5 in their 90s, 3 in their 80s, 4 in their 70s, 1 in their 60s, 1 in their 50s. We lost a teenager and 2 infants. With loss in our lives, we need to remember a few things. And first of all, whenever we think of our deceased, we are thanking God for that life. And I want to thank all of you families who are here. I believe that if it is God's grace, your loved one knows that you are here. Many of you traveled miles to get here, to carry that candle for your loved one. November moves into December. We have holidays ahead of us. For some of you, these are the first holidays with the loss of your loved one. Certainly, without a doubt, they will be different. Thanksgiving and Christmas will be different. But with God's grace, they can still be good. As human beings, none of us are perfect, and we can have, with our lives and with a death in our family, we can have regrets. After a while, should-haves start to come out. I should have. It's time to let them go as well and pray for healing. Your loved one knows. And your loved one wants you to be at peace. If they are there, let's pray today to let them go. So we are here as a parish family, and we are here to pray. That is now how we continue to love our lost, those whom we have lost. We have a video we're going to watch right now. I want to thank Tim Kessel for putting that together. It takes time. In fact, I want to thank my entire staff for this coordination. A mass like this takes weeks to put together, and I'm grateful for all of their work. So now let us take a moment. Let us remember our lost, and let us pray for their eternal rest and the comfort of all of us. Amen. Thank you. After a prayer now, we will continue with the procession of candles. The name of each deceased will be read and a candle carried forward with their name on it, as I said. Candles will be carried by a family member or a friend or a St. Wenceslas parishioner. Please stand. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we now take time to remember those who have gone from this earthly dwelling place. We are left behind and still mourn their absence. Grant that we may hold our memories of them close in our hearts. Help us to work through the sadness of our loss, to let go of our regrets from the past, and to hope in the eternal kingdom where you will reunite us once again. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. May their soul and all the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. I now invite all family and friends wishing to participate in our procession to meet in the hallway of the school at this time. Please proceed through this door, the west wall here, the door right there into our school. And after you present your candle, please return to your pew using the side aisles along the wall. So all who will participate, please begin to process into the school. Thank you.
Lillian Horner, Phil Grayson, Sibby Pasnick, Jerry Tkach, Dorothy Haller, Dean Evanson, Edwin Leffer, Willie Pollock, Richard Berger, May Greff, Jean Splickle, Selma Schmidt, Richard Schienagel, Jonathan Kilwine, Izzy O'Brien, Ermgard Fitzek, Jean Hondel, Francis Simbaluk. For those lost serving our country, for all children who have died by miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion, for the forgotten dead and the souls in purgatory, for the faithful departed listed in our Book of Remembrance, and for all those who are grieving as they experience a sense of loss in their life.